Connections continues. Bill Newell along with Rick Moore and Steve Krause, writer-at-large for the Daily Item of Lynn. Steve, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Steve.
We're doing fine. Hanging in there, I guess. Steve writes news, commentary as well. But, Steve, I thought maybe we could just talk a bit about, how you're seeing all of this from a newsman's perspective with the self-isolation, the quarantining and all of that, and the upending of our lives, I think, for the last several weeks here. What's your take on all this?
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't still don't quite know what to make of it. It's been almost 2 months now since we were kind of thrust into this predicament here. And, I still feel totally surrealistic as far as I can see. You know, getting the news yesterday from Governor Baker that schools are closed for the year, all the other things that, have just come screeching to a halt since March, and, no sports. I think of all the high school kids who, were really relying on the last half of their senior years. Not just a treasure trove of memories, but, most important things like getting into schools and narrowing down the choices of schools. And, the entire social apparatus has just been jerked out of position. And, it's as if somebody went onto a soundboard or a wire grid and just indiscriminately pulled wires out from everywhere. And, we're left with when we can finally able to get to that soundboard or that grid and put it back together again, it's like, where do you start? So, I a lot of uncertainty as to where it's all going, how we're going to get there, who do you believe, who do you listen to? I just think that the whole thing is very unsettling, and I don't know. That's about the best I can do. I'm sure that's not very encouraging to anybody who's listening, but that's my take on it.
Rick?
Well, Steve, I wonder what the your experience is around the community, because as we've been talking with people, you hear the same message every day. You hear the same message from public health people and so on. And then you see, or I see, what's on television around the country, and these people waving Confederate flags and protesting, let's get back online, right now. But in the Cape Ann area, people are frustrated to be sure. Business owners are frustrated to be sure. But the uncertainty of this threat, I guess, of getting sick, I think has made most people do what they're supposed to do, and they're being patient. I just wonder what it's like, because Lynn is densely populated, as is Lawrence.
I wouldn't know. I haven't left my house for the most part. I've gone out to do some shopping, and I'm forever having to go to the drugstore because I'm on 101 different medications. But.
Yeah.
Beyond all that, I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything. I sense that most people around here in this neck of the country really don't have much of a choice except to respect this thing, because we've been hit pretty hard by it in Massachusetts, and we're right next to New York, which was also hit pretty hard to it. And it's kind of, been in our lives nonstop now for 2 months, and there are other parts of the country, though, where this hasn't been as big a problem as it's been here. And all they can do is look on the news and see something from 2,000 miles away that's wreaking havoc. But, we're right here, right? I'd say we're right in the middle of it, right now, Massachusetts is as bad as it's probably ever going to get. And, when you look at the numbers and everything, and I think it's very easy to take a look at this thing and say, well, yeah, we've got to be real careful. It's a little harder to do it when you're not in the epicenter of it, and you have, unfortunately, and I say not as a political thing, but just unfortunately in general, when you have people in position of power whispering in your ear that you don't have to do this stuff, you don't have to self-distance, you know, you don't have to, you know, it's more important to get the economy back going again. And, you know, I really, really, really feel for the people who have been affected by this. And by the way, one of them would be my wife. She lost her job, too. But, you know, I think you have to weigh one versus the other. And I don't know. I think I'd rather be alive to complain about it than be dead and, not, and you know, not be experiencing any of it. So, again, you know, that's my opinion, and I don't think I'm that much out of the mainstream in it.
Yeah, there's I think people are struggling because it started quickly. It doesn't have an end, a definite end. It's not like so many other things in our lives. Snow comes, it buries us. We're shut inside for a day or two, possibly in the big storms, and then we're back out, and we know it's going to melt at some point for sure. And but this doesn't appear to have a hard end date for sure. And I guess the other piece here is that there's still always that. Like the storms that roll through from, you know, every few days, there's another storm on the horizon potentially with all of this virus talk that it could come back in the fall, could come back in the winter. Who knows?
I'd like to say a little bit about that if I could. And that is that, you know, can we get through this one first before they start warning us about the next one? Sometimes, you know, I think that, you know, unfortunately, there are people in this world who love to do nothing else but deliver bad news to people. And I don't know what kind of a psychological mindset you have in order to be that type of person who just can't wait to get on the TV or the radio or whatever and just give bad news to people. You know, we're not even done with this one yet. You're telling us next one's going to be worse? You know, isn't it your job to make sure it's not worse? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm hoping there's a cure here fast, that they come up with something, and all of a sudden something crazy great happens, and come June 1st, we're wondering, hey, that wasn't so bad. We're back at it. But that's a dream, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I think you got to be somewhat realistic about these kinds of things.
Steve, you are beating me up big time here today.
No, I'm not beating you up. Come on now. I could never do that. I'm just...
Guys, you know... One of the hard, for me, guys, one of the most difficult things is that we really don't have the entertainment distraction. Like in 9/11, we still had sports during storms. You know, locally, we can look to the rest of the country to see something else that's going on. The entertainment industry is tied up right now. If you look at some of what's on, we watch Jeopardy every night, and you know, the audiences aren't there anymore. They can't do it. They're doing the social distancing. So we don't have that distraction either. So people are I think the cabin fever is worse than I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that's got a big deal. Although, I did watch Game 7 of the 2011 Stanley Cup Finals last night. And it was just as good last night as it was in 2011.
Okay.
Certainly went a long way.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about that. Well, Steve, we're probably just about out of time here, but anything else to share with us? How are things with the newspaper?
That's another very difficult thing, Bill. It's, you know, there's, you know, I couldn't help but notice that the news, you know, when all those north of Boston papers are only publishing, you know, Mondays and then Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and they're not publishing Tuesdays and Saturdays. And you know that's because there's no ad revenue. Nobody's buying any ads because nothing's open. And, you know, they've had to make do, and I have no idea. I hope that's not what's in store for us, you know, but I can certainly understand why that is. It's just, it's a big issue everywhere, and we seem to be doing okay. I will have to say that I think that our paper has stepped up really well in reporting about this. I mean, I think that the stories in our paper have been very good. You know, we've kind of covered COVID from about every angle you could possibly cover it, and we've done it repeatedly. You know, and I don't want, there's plenty of things to write about, and the things that you write about, you can easily go back and write about them again after a 2 or 3 week period, because they don't change, and there's always something about them to write. But I will also be happy when we're writing about city council meetings and mundane matters of municipal politics too. I don't know how much more of this anybody can stand, really. It's just, and then everybody knows somebody who's either had this or, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's been a glancing blow or the worst, but, you know, this isn't just a drumbeat, it's the whole drumline, I guess is the best way I can put it.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Steve. The paper's done a lot of great stories on this, a lot of very important information for the community. So, Steve, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us, and be safe, and stay inside, and isolate.
I'm not having any trouble isolating. It's not isolating.
Yeah.
I really want to go out, and you get tired of putting a mask on and gloves and, I mean, crying out loud, you walk out of the house to go to the drugstore, you look like a beekeeper. You know, it gets old.
Without the sweet honey. All right, there he is, Steve Krause, with us here for Writer at Large, Daily Item of Lynn here on Connections.